Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Never will be. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We come in the presence of the Lord tonight. We want to always come with thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, glorifying him, because truly he is definitely worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to celebrate him. And when I think of his goodness, when I think of what he's brought us through, and think of the things he's promised us, and think of, glory to God, his challenges in life that he said we may go through, how can we not give him praise when we think about, hallelujah, all the things that he's already done, doing, and will do? Praise the Lord. Help us to know like never before, we need to keep our minds and hearts steadfast on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got to make sure we don't allow the cares of this life and the things that we go through to enslave us or influence us or cause us to be bound up by, glory to God, this world's cares. As the Bible told us, glory to God, in Romans 12:1-2, but like Paul said, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable as unto the Lord. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And this is a daily, daily walk. I bless the Lord and welcome you, those that have just came on and still, glory to God, waiting on some of our prayer warriors and other visitors to come on, so that way when the word comes forth, glory to God, because it may be a little short tonight, they won't be missing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, which we are the church. And he said, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we got to make sure that we are woke, wide awoke at this hour and this time, these last days and the things that are occurring that God has already told us that shall come to pass. But it is nothing compared to that still yet is to happen. But he's still telling us to prepare our hearts and make way for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior Jesus Christ, to be welcome into these vessels, but to be available for service and to be able to carry out the assignment, hallelujah, whatever he's given us until his return. And there's so many things that are showing us that he is soon. And people will say, well, oh, I've been hearing this for years. Oh, but if you start looking at time even the more, time is winding up even the more. So we just pray more and more for our sisters and brothers in Christ to get rooted and grounded in the Lord and get on one accord to do the will of the Lord. And we're praying for those that don't know him and depart in their sins, that there will be an awakening so they can come to this place and recognize, I need Jesus. And the only way to enter into the kingdom of God, for us into the place that he's prepared for us, is we got to live a life that's holy and righteous. So he can say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter in, because you've obeyed what I asked you to do. Come on in. Enter in. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have whoever we have on the line now, we're going to go on with our service tonight. We thank God again for the Blog Talk Radio, divine connection of what God is doing, has done. Hallelujah. Even hearing the reports and whatever of the great things of in the healings and deliverance, but more to come. Nothing that we can do and take any glory, but thank God we can come on one accord to pray and intercede and stand together in faith and walk as close to righteousness and holiness that we know that we can see the manifestation and hear and witness, glory to God, what God is doing. And he's not only just doing it here, but around the world for those that will have the faith and obey God. Praise God. Again, I thank God for these faithful women of God and even this man of God that comes on too as well. Praise the Lord. And our prophetess and also the apostle that be on periodically that will thank you, Lord, and all these vessels that God has blessed for us to come together. While we're on the line, as I thank the Lord again for us coming together, I do want to make this announcement. Glory to God. It's not with a heavy heart because sometimes we all going to have situations that occur. Our speaker for tonight, prophetess, apostle Mitchell, had a family emergency. Thank God nobody been injured in this situation. But the Lord bless. We'll have to just believe God for her for next Sunday or the fifth Sunday. So, lo and behold, yours truly had to hear from God real quickly because I just got the news a little while ago, but I've got a possible word in the last 10 minutes from a song that's called Encourage My Soul. So let us prepare, glory to God, hallelujah, to get ready for service. Those that would join us, so be it, bless the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, already for Mother Alexander, Mother Willette. No, let's see Mother Willette yet. Let's see. No, that's Mother Mother McCormick, Pastor Bird, and I believe that's Sister Rachel, and not sure who the other party is, but we're going to go on, glory to God, while this thing is stirring in my spirit, because I just heard a few minutes ago, and I'm listening to hear what else he's going to say. So at this time, we're going to have none other than our, okay, and Elder Noel, of course, definitely, that's your second one on. We'll have Elder Noel do our prayer tonight. And after that, we'll do the scripture. And we're going to go on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And if there is a word also that the Lord has in the spirit of our prophetess, we'll have that later too as well. At this time, receive none other than our, praise the Lord, our Elder Noel, and she will be doing our prayer tonight. Praise God. And I will release whatever God has given in my spirit afterwards. Elder Noah, are you there?
Yes, okay.
Evangelist?
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, Lord God. Father God, thanking you, Father God, for all that you've done for us, Lord God. From, Lord God, from the rising up this morning until right now, God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that your angels was watching all around us, oh God. Kept us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we realize, Lord, that you are God, and beside thee there is none other, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're able to lift up your name, Father God, on high, Father God, knowing, Lord God, that there is an answer, oh God. Father God, we realize, Lord, we have to let go of ourselves, oh God, and reach out to you, God, for you are our help. You are our guidance, oh God. You are problem solver, oh God. You are way maker, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, as we come, oh God, this line tonight, oh God, we ask you to touch each and every one, oh God, in their own way, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to build a hedge around them right now in the name of Jesus. Let nothing come against them right now, God, even in the thoughts, oh Lord God. But we come in, Lord God, to lift you up, oh God. We come in, Lord, to say thank you, oh God. We had 1,000 tongues, We couldn't get enough giving you thanks because, Father God, you've done so many wonderful things, oh God. Oh God, you bought us when we thought we couldn't even bring ourselves, oh God. Oh God, you protect us, Lord God. Oh Father God, when the enemy wants us, oh God. But Lord God, we know, Father, but you are God, and besides thee, there is none other. Oh God, we lay on everything, oh Father, at your feet, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to work it out in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everything that we go through, oh Father God, oh God, we honor you in it, oh God. We ask for your help, Lord God, because we realize, Lord, that your help come from above, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God. Oh God, we will not, Lord God, be afraid, oh God, for the terror by night, or for the arrow, God, that flies by day. Oh God, oh no, Lord God. Oh Father, not the pedestal that walks in darkness. Oh God, for we know, God, the destruction that wastes at noonday, oh God. Father, we want to thank you, God. Thank you, Father, that 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand. But Lord, we will know, God, that none, God, will come near us. That's why we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We give you, oh God, all our prayers, all ourselves we give to you, oh God. Well, God, we know, Lord, that your angels, Lord, take charge over us to keep us in all our ways, that your angels, Lord, our hands will lift us up so we will not dash our foot against a stone. Thank you that for God that we can tread, oh God, upon the lion and the serpent, oh God, simple trample of it, oh God. Oh God, but we give you praise and honor, oh God, for you, God, we lift you up again and again and again, oh God. Ask you to touch everyone that's on the prayer line tonight, oh God. Help them to move, step out the way, God, and grab hold of you, Father, because, Lord, we realize, oh God, defend it over and over, that you are a wake maker. You are a problem solver. You are a healer. Lord God, you are light in that dark place. Oh God. Father God, we ask you to go with each and every one, God, that are going through this evening, oh God, that are going through right at this moment, Lord God. Oh Father God, we thank you for turning it around, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we know, Lord, that we can lean on you, Lord, and you will come to our rescue. You. Oh God, we can trust in you when we cannot trust in man. Lord God, we say thank you again, Lord God, of what you already done. Thank you for what you're going to do, oh God. Oh God, would you stir us up, oh Lord. Help us, Lord God, there to be just sounding cymbals. But, oh God, help us to be the way of the light, oh God. Let our light shine, oh God. Let men and women shall be drawn unto you, God. Oh, Father God, we just said thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity this afternoon, God. Oh, God, we cry out because, Father, the heart you already know, oh, God. Oh, God, we again, Lord, help us, Lord God, in our shortcomings, oh, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood right now, God, and declare and decree it, oh, God, over our young people, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to wrap them in your arm, oh, God. We bind up the enemy, oh, God, that want to sidetrack them, oh, God. Build them up, Lord, on every side, oh, God. Oh, God, so we realize, Lord, for the only cause they're strong, oh, God. Oh, Father God, and we know the enemy come to sift them like wheat. But Lord God, we're going to keep on crying out for them, oh God. Oh God, we're going to keep lifting them up, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you to bless, oh God, Apostle Herbert, Lord God. Oh Father, keep, Lord God, under your blood, oh God. Oh Father, let her not be weary and well-doing, oh God. Oh God, we realize, Lord, know when things come up, Lord, the devil knows, oh God, that you're going to tear his kingdom down, oh God. Oh God, he want to bring confusion. He wants things not to work right. But Lord God, we coming right now, God. Let the devil know, he don't play no part in this walk, oh God. Oh God, because we are going to call on you. We're going to reach our hands up towards heaven. Oh God, we come all our help, oh God. Because, Father, we realize, Lord God, getting late in the evening. But we know this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we know things come and things go. But we still going to rejoice, oh, God. We still going to cry to you, oh, God. We're going to lean our heads on you, God. But, Father God, you give us the strength. Oh, God, we're going to hold on, oh, God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. Oh, God, because we know you are in control. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Bless
God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord. Oh, God, we come, Lord, Father. And I pray, oh, God, for you, Lord God. There'll never be any endings. But, God, we ask you to girdle us up on every side. Strengthen our walk, oh, God. Help us, Lord God, move, oh, God. Help our hearts to be pure in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you right now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We lift up your name on high. Amen, amen, amen.
We praise God. Bless the Lord again tonight for glory to God, the word of God, and also the prayers that came forth about our evangelist, Nolan. Thank God as we prepare ourselves, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I have an announcement for those who just came on. Since several of you just came on, we're going to make the announcement again. Our dear Apostle Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, was supposed to speak tonight. She had an emergency. We talked probably about, I guess it's about 30 minutes ago, but might be a little bit more than 30 minutes. But anyway, it's an emergency. But no, thank God no one's injured, but it is an emergency, and so we're going to have to just go ahead and allow her at this time. We agree to next Sunday. And so tonight, yours truly, Pastor BJ, I'm going to bring some words of encouragement or enlightenment or however God give this. And the Lord say the same. There's some things that are in the prophet's heart. If he give it to her to do it tonight, if not, it will be on Monday night. Praise the Lord. So we're going to come before you in prayer. And praise God. It was an inspired, just 10 minutes before time to come on, inspired message, praise God, for came to my heart through the song that was encouraged my soul. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you tonight. We give you glory and honor. You are so worthy of all the praise. And as we come before you now, we crucify this flesh, that the Spirit of God may be glorified, and as give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Forgive us for every offense against your word. Help us now to be able to hear and obey and let your word penetrate our hearts, that if it's something, glory to God, that it's going to be, that it be something beneficial to help all of us in our walk in grace on this journey. In Jesus' name. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. Throughout trials, tribulation, persecution, I've been abused. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm encouraged. My mind's encouraged. I'm encouraged. My soul's encouraged. I'm encouraged. My heart's encouraged. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. Of course, when it came to my spirit, it was such a fire in it. It was a blessing, and I was able to sing it. But right now, since I'm stumbling through it, I just want those words just to be in your ear. Glory to God, and we're just going to cut it short, that I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. Through the trials, the tribulation, the abuse, the accusing, the ostracism, the criticism, whatever it is, when we get to a place to settle in the Lord on his promises of his word, hallelujah, and build a relationship, we can get to that point. We can be encouraged while we're in the middle of the trial. He'll give us peace in the midst of our storms. He said even in Philippians 4, when we be anxious for nothing but rejoice first. But if you ask for nothing about prayer and supplication, make our request known, give thanksgiving, he'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when, he says, we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on him. So there is, glory to God, a prerequisite for the peace as we submit and trust God and give the cares and concerns. And in the midst of it, we can be encouraged in our minds and our soul and our spirit, in our hearts, praise God. And we can even sing the glorious songs of Zion, glory to God, while we are in the trial. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about the scriptures, and I may not go over them, but in the meantime, of course, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is going to be in there. And trusting the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, all our ways acknowledge the Lord, and he'll direct our path. That's going to help us, glory to God, be in that place. Of course, faith, Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Go over in the 6th verse, and it says, the only thing that pleases God is faith, and that faith, glory to God, he'll reward us if we diligently seek him. Praise God. And when we think about encouragement, it's the action of giving someone support, confidence, and hope. And we know who gives us hope, who gives us confidence in faith, in trusting and believing God's word is through Jesus Christ. As we accept him and let the Holy Spirit come in and let him do the guiding. Praise the Lord. So encourage my soul. And let us journey on. On this journey, praise God, we can be encouraged in spite of all the attacks of the enemy. Because the word of God says, the thief came, John 10:10, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come, Jesus says, to give you life and life more abundantly. 1 Peter 5, glory, that tells us, glory, how the enemy comes in like a roaring lion. He comes, glory, to devour. He wants us to be sober and diligent. We got to be alert. Praise God. So it won't be so easy for the enemy to come in and attack. But we got to know what the word of God is saying. So we know what God's word is saying, what God's promises are saying, and we'll know, glory to how his flesh, glory out through his word, glory that operates, as well as knowing the tricks and the snares and the plots and the plans of the enemy. Because Jesus said, I'll not have you ignorant. The Bible says, I'll not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. Praise God. Even in the word of God in Luke 22:31, it tells us Jesus told Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. That stands for us as well. And to warn him, glory to God, that because the enemy decides to sift you as wheat, he said, I'm praying that your faith fails not. Satan wants to sift Peter as wheat, which means that he wishes to shake Peter's faith so forcefully that he would fall, providing that God's faith servant was lacking. Glory to God. And we got to make sure that we are not lacking, glory to what God's word says, and even in our faith, and that we will be able to stand. Satan desires to sift all of us as disciples for Christ, Jesus' servants. Sift is wheat as a metaphor that could also express as shake someone apart or break a person down. Satan's goal is in shifting Peter or us is to crush him, crush him, crush us, and wreck, glory to God, our life, our faith in Jesus Christ. He wants to destroy the faith of every believer. But as our assurance in Christ, Jesus is, as told Peter, he's praying that our faith fails not. Thank God that he's our advocate. Thank God that we pray one for another. The Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens, grow a strong bed, the infirmities of the weak, in the name of Jesus. Trials are to be expected in a believer's life. We must go through many hardships, go through to enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. Encouragement to our hearts. There will be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Because remember, greater is he on the inside of you than he that's after us. We thank God for Jesus being our advocate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we got to make sure we don't give him so much access. Access to be able to do so much in our lives. Glory to God. That should not be, because they're going to be trials. They're going to be tribulations. They're going to be things that happen beyond our control. But we got to make sure we're not leaving open doors. And we can't be a repeat offender. And just because we're under grace, glory to God, the Bible let us know there's no cloak for our sins. He's still requiring us to walk in holiness and to walk in righteousness. And we know, glory to God, it said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and Jesus is the light of the world, and that light ought to be shining in us. So even in the dark places, glory to God, because Jesus is the light and he is on the inside, we ought to still be able to have light, glory to God, in the darkness of whatever our situation, because he said, I never leave thee nor forsake thee. In the midst of, glory to God, the Bible says in Psalms 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. He'll light the pathway. And every temptation I leave a world escape. Don't matter how narrow that way is, God is not a God that he should lie. His hand is not too short that he can't deliver. And all this, the devil make me do it. To a certain degree, we can say he entice, glory to God, he lure, he's cunning, he's crafty. But the making is up to us to get to that place where how much we allow. Because if we get to a point where we keep grieving the Holy Spirit, or we don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, or we just kind of nonchalantly trying to serve two masters, you are going to end up on that path to be devoured by the enemy. You will be in that seducing. You will be end up in that path where they got overwhelmed, overtaxed, depressed, oppressed, suppressed, and those things will bring you into that place and seem like the narrow way is so narrow that it's hard to even get through, glory to God, because of the fact that you allow the enemy to come in, flesh on parade, and now, glory to God, you're having a struggle. But when we stay in the path, glory to God, even with the trials and the tribulation that come, keep casting them cares back, keep trusting in the Lord, keep speaking and decreeing those things that God says and those things that are not as though they were, having faith in the Lord, it won't be so easy, because the Bible says that I'll not have you ignorant of Satan's devices, and he already told us what he came to do, but I came to give you abundance. He already made preparations with the Holy Spirit, with all the armor he done told us, glory to God, that he's given us, here all the weaponry he done given us, the mindset, if we have the mind of Christ, glory to God, and those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. He done told us everything. What we have to do is come in compliance, come in alignment, to stay encouraged to handle those things in the name of Jesus. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen our heart. In Psalm 27:14, Isaiah 41:10, say, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He done told us, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. Not saying that you're not going to be attacked by fear. You're not going to have trials sometimes when things are going to come, glory to God, to try to shake in your boots. But I will not leave you. And the more stronger we are in standing together, there is strength in the multitude of counsel. Glory to God. Go ahead, Holy Spirit, because it's totally got to be you. Praise the Lord. Captivities. Do you have a battle plan to counteract the strategies of the enemy who keep you defeated, if you allow him? Do you let the devil catch you off guard? You can defeat the enemy every time if you follow the Lord's command, instructions, and direction. And when we say defeated, there'll be some things that, like, you know, got the battle, but there'll be less of him, glory to God, overwhelming, overtaking, taking you off course, the more stronger you get in the Lord. Because the Bible says his commandments are not grievous. It's only grievous to the ones that are disobedient and rebellious. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus said he has a plan for our lives. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts, the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. The plan is, glory, to prosper you and not to cause you any harm and give you a hope and a future. John 10:10, we just went through that. And Luke, we already talked about Peter, praise the Lord. So whatever we do experience a test, Jesus is with us to strengthen us and in his intercede on our behalf, according to Hebrews 7:25. Jesus was confident that Peter would get back up again and go on to strengthen other disciples. Because Jesus said at one time, Peter, when you have been converted, then you can strengthen your brother. Jesus restored Peter. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And he'll do the same thing and has been doing the same thing. When we, glory, I go through a trial and God bless and we get that thing right and come back in alignment or in compliance or come through that trial, God blesses, and he wants us to testify, to glorify him by encouraging and building someone and giving them wisdom how to get through and to be overcomers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Perseverance, character, and character, hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Perseverance, persistence in doing something despite difficulties or delays or achieving success. And let us not grow weary of in whatever season we will reap if we faint not. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do not grow weary in doing good, for you have a need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Satan, through his sifting process and test, was planning on separating the ones who remain faithful to the ones who succumb and deny their faith. We saw, glory to God, how the adversary is very cunning and crafty, and glory to God, how he comes, glory to God, stalking us like a lion looking for an opportunity to devour us. But on the other hand, we see Jesus praying for us, interceding for us, that we may remain faithful with our faith being tested. Absolutely. But we are not without help. Jesus Christ is making intercessions for us. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is amazing. Just before I got ready to had any knowledge about Pastor, when I called her, she thought I was calling her for one thing because I didn't get to call her earlier during this week, and ended up then calling and ended up having a crisis on the other end and praying and whatever like this too as well. And so this right here, really thank the Lord for being able to, you know, to know her heart and release, because she's a woman of integrity, and she definitely loved God and his word. So I know it's for her not to be able to be on board and stuff like that. Today it had to be something serious, and that's what she was talking to him. But after I got off the phone from her, and praise the Lord, and then I was like, okay, God, I've got to find out whether we have any testimony tonight or is there a word from you or what. And in the meantime, I had to do something else, and I had spoken to Elder Noel. And then in the meantime, I went to the ladies' room, and then when I was in there, and I had about 15 or 10 minutes before to come in. I'm like, I heard this song. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. And that's what I had. And then I came back in here, started writing down. I'm encouraged right there. Sometimes, you know, we be in the dark, and then we may be in doing it for a night, and John comes in the morning, and wrote that on a one in front of the page. That was it. The book that I was putting some more of my some loose leaves was in here from some messages that I had, and I'm like, okay, so I was putting my book together over there with some loose leaves, and come to find out, lo and behold, now that I'm turning some pages in this, he's bringing the encouragement out of some of these messages that was already spoken. He's just turning the page, and he's giving them. I said, now, this can't be nobody but the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just had to stop for a minute and catch myself and listen to what I was hearing in my own ear. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We got to make sure, glory to God, we're not allowing the enemy to influence us by the things and the cares of this life. Definition of influence is captivity, to have an effect on a character, development on behavior of someone else. Good God, you something else, Jesus. Influence, effect, impact, actions, effectiveness, penetration, clout, authority. Glory to God. The opposite, rebound, response. I'm telling you, we got to make sure that we are not allowing this trick of the enemy and our flesh, glory to God, to influence us and cause us to be in captivity in the name of Jesus. As we said earlier, what do you have? Do you have a battle plan? When I said earlier about counteracting, glory to God, the strategies of the enemy, because he brings us in captivity and brings us into enslavement and influences. Praise God. Be careful what is influencing you. Praise the Lord. Our influence should come from the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also be in you. Renew our minds from old nature to the new creature in Christ, born again believers, being led by the Spirit of God, meditating on his word, submitting, committing, and following Jesus, our shepherd. Where he leads me, we'll sing that song, I'll follow. How many lies have been prophesied instead of that, because it's so many that have it and not doing. And we got to be careful sometimes, the little foxes, on some things he's giving us, little small things, that we are not allowing ourselves to be, glory to God, in a place to be led by a spirit, because whether we got provoked and agitated, whether somebody, glory to God, criticized, or whether somebody abused us or something, said some things, God, the Holy Spirit was trying to govern us and holding us back to not say this and do whatever, and we find ourselves meditating on that thing, doing it or saying it, or even some of these other little things. He said, go left, you go right. I mean, he said, go right, you go left. Or this right here, because I feel like he moved. Oh, this is the way he was moving over my life over the last year. Over, I've been this is how he used. And if he wants to elevate you, take you to another level, you won't even recognize his spirit, because the fact of it is, he shows used to staying rigid in what I'm used to him doing. So if he want to flow and take us to another place, how can we? Same thing as you want to be elevated in minister, elevated on your job or whatever like this right here. You can't see the same job you're doing as a layperson when you first came in. The same as you go there. Now you're elevated to a team person or supervisor. There's more responsibility and there's no more and you have to encounter and more you have to do and more you have to be flexible to handle and whatever. So we got to recognize and so forth like this. We cannot stay in the same. And if the anointing going to be flowing in our lives for God to do some things differently and for us to be elevated, for to be have the anointing flowing, we can't sit here, oh, this is how God always used. This is what he always do. And I'm not whatever. And I'm not whatever. And come to find out we are walking in flesh and walking in rebellion, walking in stubbornness and also in disobedience, because he's speaking, but we don't even recognize his voice. Being led by the Spirit of God, meditation on his word, submitting, committing, as we already said. Do you know the voice of God? You can serve. You can't serve no two masters, hate one or love the other. You can't and won't if you don't spend time with him. You cannot be a yielded vessel to the Lord if you don't spend time with him. You will find yourself trying to serve two masters, which is not going to work, because as the Bible said, and you can't lie, you will love one and hate the other one. There's no way that you can literally give your all in all to both. Some know that the Lord has speaking, but Billy Goats and Syndrome attitudes they do have, praise the Lord, because then when you're rebelling and not doing what God says, you are acting as a Billy Goat, because the Bible says, my sheep, as Jesus said, know my voice, and a stranger would not follow. And if it's not Jesus, your strange voice can come from someone, yourself, or whatever else influences the enemy has out there. We are no longer a slave to sin. It's a matter of choice now. There is consequences to our decisions, especially when the decision is disobedience. And living holy and not living holy or righteous is still right. Be holy, for I am holy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let this mind, as we said earlier, be in Christ, be in us, be in us as it's supposed to be in Christ. Ephesians 5, 1:33, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved and have himself as for us a fragrant offering sacrifice of God. Praise God. Enslaved. The presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives means that we grow in our faith and come to love God even more each day. We will be strengthened, resist sin, and present our lives more and more to him. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to resist sin, not to give in to temptation, if we humble ourselves and obey God's command. Does not stop the enemy for the temptation, but it does make a difference about whether we're going to accept the invitation of the temptation or we're going to yield and resist and let God's will be done. He says, I think it's in Peter 5, that it says, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee. Amen. What love has to do with this? Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my sayings? If you really love someone, you will practice not hurting them. Amen. Bless the Lord. Remember that we are bought with a price. Praise the Lord. Don't let the devil change your mind and give up your inheritance. Just already, glory to God, the forewarning has the thief is, glory, I have a hit out on us, and he don't care nothing about us, and God has already let us know what the thief came to. He let us know what his plan is. Now, in between all of that, it's now our decision making. Now, so whose report we're going to believe? And as I said earlier, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Only way you're going to get that joy of the Lord is you got to be in alignment with what God's word is saying and know that God is going to work, Romans 8:28, work it for the good. Because what looks good, what don't look good, turns out to can be good because God is working behind the scenes. Because sometimes when things go over to God looking like they're in disarray, God is operating behind the scenes to bring it into alignment with what he wants and open our eyes. Because sometimes these trials and testing got to come. They don't all come from the devil. Some things is because God got to disrupt some things for us to get a handle on hearing him and knowing he's speaking and knowing, glory to God, wait a minute, glory to God, there's a bridge out ahead. There's whatever. You're getting ready to fall off the mountain. This right here getting ready to transpire. This over here, glory, I'm trying to warn you. This person that you thought was so close to you, oh, this betrayal is coming up. This, that, and the other. This person don't mean you any good. Or this situation that's coming up, I'm dealing with this other individual over here, glory, out of this situation for to turn back around and deal with their hearts before it can come in alignment with the promise that I had for you and so forth. Just because it looked like everything is out of compliance right now does not mean what I said is not going to come to pass because I'm working on something. But in the meantime, I've got to deal with something on the inside of you, deal with that individual so that way when it does come together, it's going to come in alignment and it's going to accomplish what I want. Because right now with your attitude and what's going on there and some disappointment and some hurt over there and some stuff going on that side over there, things over to God, I got to get some things lined up. I got to do some healing over here, some deliverance over there. We don't know all what God is doing. Sometimes in the background, we're going to have to get things in alignment because the enemy going to blow things up and make it look like it sent out a mirage or camouflage or blow things up and make it look like, oh, ain't no way that's going to come. Look what your God is doing. Where he is now there. That's why he said the only thing please him. We got to be able to operate in faith. Glory to God and speak to this mountain. Speak to it, not climb it, not run around it, not to go up and down and slide up and down it. We got to be able to continue to stand fast on God's word, whether it's a debt situation concerning finances, whether it's a situation in a marriage, whether it's glory to God going on with a family, whether it's something in ministry and portrayal was going on, or glory to God, the church split, or whatever. Know that whatever God says concerning, even in all this testing and trial, what is it, glory to God, that I'm learning through this? What is it, glory to God, that you might be just getting some glory? You have to think about, glory to God, there was a time, I can't remember whether there was a paralytic, or whether it's a blind person, whatever it was in this situation, and the disciples were saying, people were asking, did the parents sin? Did the child sin? And Jesus said, no, it was for his glory. Whatever was being done for even in that midst of that trial and that healing that took place because of whatever went for him to be in that condition, God wanted to just get some glory. Sometimes he just want to get some glory out of life, even though people might be pointing their fingers, this look like this, and this is going on that, and this is the reason why that happened, this, that, and the other. some things in our own lives. We have not even sinned, not a sin of knowledge that we know of anything, but this trial, this test, this overwhelming, bombarding situation, glory to God, and it's like, oh, God. But in the meantime, sometimes, glory to God, when you don't examine yourself and know, glory to God, some things is maybe just for his glory. Other times it's saying, yes, you need to get this right. No, you don't have, you're not walking in love like you say you are. Yes, there is some prejudice here. More, there might be some things over here, glory to God, in your life that you need to maybe be able to learn how to have some patience in. Other than over here, you can't suffer nothing. You can't even suffer a headache or fight yourself out of a paper bag because you're so quick-tempered over here. Oh, glory to God, this one over here got this going on or whatever. Sometimes certain trials took place and it can be repeated until we get out of that class and so forth. Like, so God is not going to pass you through like some teachers because I don't want to be bothered. I'm just going to pass you on through from 7th grade on to 10th grade on to whatever like this because I just want you out of class. And all the other teachers just like, ugh, let's get them out of here. But the devil is a liar. And when it comes to God, we're going to repeat and repeat until we get that thing right before the Lord. And when we continue to be rebellious and stubborn and disobedient, then we got to suffer some things unnecessarily. But in the meantime, that's a glory to God. That's just a piece in there. Praise God. Some sins are our tongues, lies, deceit, sowing discord, busybody, deception, hatred, prejudice. Glory to God. Preconceived notions and opinions about things based on reasoning or, glory to God, analyzing experiences and whatever. Jealousy, envy. We need to make sure, examine ourselves daily to make sure we get these things out of our lives so it won't be hindering us in our walk so we can be encouraged and stand, glory to God, encouraged and encourage somebody else and, glory to God, be effective and not infection, glory to God, when we're trying to help somebody else to get through, glory to God, as God bless us to be able to go through. Amen. Romans 6:1, what shall I say, glory to God? Are we to remain in sin just because we're under grace? In order that God's grace has favor or mercy, many multiply and overflow? Certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? When we were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. So we know that our old nature, old unsurrendered self, glory to God, was nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. And our bodies, which are instruments of sins, might be made effective and inactive for evil, that we might be no longer slaves to sin. We don't want to be enslaved and influenced by the enemy. Glory to God. We got to make sure, praise God, we want to live a life that God be glorified and he be magnified. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer and tell you great and mighty, unsearchable things that you do not know. John 5:14, this is the confidence we talked about earlier about glory to God, encouragement, the confidence we have in approaching God that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Matthew 7:24, therefore, everyone who hears those words of mine and put them into practice like a wise man who builds his house. Wow, glory to God. Romans 10:17, consequently, faith comes by hearing the message heard through the word about our Christ. Psalm 34:15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to the cry. Luke 12:3, what you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner room will be proclaimed from the roof. Praise the Lord. Amen. Read a couple more things, and then we're going to get out of your way in shortly. Praise the Lord. I pray through however God doing this and bringing this hot off the press message that glory to God is something that's encouraging and inspiring all of us to help us in our encouragement and also in our stability, often in our confidence, and also in glory to God, our correction, and also glory to God, for our determination. Amen. Praise the Lord. Recharge your battery. Be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6, in the power of his might, not by running, but confronting. Are you doing enough to strengthen and to stand? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, or with all you're doing to stand. As Christians, born-again believers, we should not live stressed lives, but blessed lives, filled with obedience to Christ Jesus. Those who lead a purposeful life can say at the end, as Christ did, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me. Doing John 17:4. At the end of the day, would you rather gain temporary applause of men of the eternal praise or the eternal praise of God? I want his eternal praise. Have grace to do it in Christ Jesus. As those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Learn to rest in the Lord if you say you trust him. And I don't know how people say they trust God and they haven't learned how to rest, because you cannot be, glory to God, stressful and still be restful in the Lord. And so if you rest in the Lord, you'll be attentive to be able to hear and be able to know how to move and be alert to the tactics of the enemy and recognize when your flesh is rising and when the Spirit of God is speaking, so you can come in compliance. Oh, that was the one from the Spirit. Paul says, wrote, I pray that the eyes of your hearing be enlightened in order that you might know the hope to which he called you, his riches of his glorious inheritance. And we got to remember that we are supposed to be a holy people, a peculiar people. Glory to God. We're to be, glory to God. What's that other word? Glory to God. Can't think of it right now. Bless the Lord. People only use their tongue. No. We don't want to go over that one. We want to go, glory to God. Recharge your battery. We need to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. Moses chose. This is a choice of Moses. He was saying, Moses to live with pleasure with the Egyptians refused. He measured the measure of suffering with God was more important. With God's people, was glory to God, was more important and priority to him. Hebrews 11:24-28 says, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be known as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasure of the sin. Now, you know, at this time and in life, it is sad to say how weak-minded and jelly-backed some people are that's in Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit, but not being led by the Holy Spirit. And they rather, glory to God, submit to an agreement with the world, or don't want to be criticized, ostracized, or don't want anyone saying any ill manner of thing that, you know, thing that they can have control of, just to say, I go along with this. The Bible said, be not a partaker of another man's sins. And then if you're ashamed of Jesus, glory to God, my Father going to be ashamed of you. So why in the world would I'm going to turn back around and confess Christ, but only in certain settings, in certain situations? Some people don't even know others are saved on their job. You got to be going around, hallelujah, praise the Lord, rise up, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, all the time. I both times come outside and drive this Honda and see me outside and all this. Well, the way we conduct ourselves as men and women of intelligence and integrity, but also not being ashamed of the gospel. If a door open, being led by the Spirit of the Lord, I shouldn't have no problem confessing who I am. If even somebody even asks. But the main thing is we live a life that even nobody, they'll be asking us instead of we having to say who we are. But there are be times that we are to be able to confess. And if he give us an opportunity to witness, then so be it, being led by the Spirit of the Lord. We're not to be out here, glory to God, acting, glory to God, unseemly and saying and doing things and whatever, like all out of character and all of that. But people and so forth are on your job and whatever, even if it was a wanted to pray or a situation occur up that you had an opportunity, you draw back or you, praise the Lord, that's another story, and it's so true that it is going on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the God. Recharge your spiritual battery. Do you feel burnt out? Are your spiritual batteries drained? You need it to recharge? With all of that going on in the cosmos, is it easy for some of us to lose a balance? Jesus modeled a life of service while on earth. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Help us one to another, bearing one another, strong brother, firm. Don't shut up your bowels against everybody. You're having a hard time even loving on your own brother and sister high in the world. Glory to God. You say you love God, never seen him. And then sometimes, glory to God, people got it backwards. They would rather, glory to God, serve and do something, befriend the world, than they even, glory to God, to take care even in the body of Christ. But, all right, messages. Glory to God. Even Jesus even told the disciples to come on into the desert place and rest a while. Mark 6:31. Jesus pulled away from everyone. What is our problem? We get so busy going to church, being busy, and sometimes passing the church, going to church. That's not for everybody, but there are some things we need to do. We need to, tweak in our lives. And so forth, we get so caught up being busy, don't even get enough rest, don't get enough sleep, don't eat right, don't do whatever, and just busy. Helping the enemy. He know, glory to God, you have a heart after God and loving God and want to work and want to do all these right. But even Jesus, you know, when the word, glory to God, world was made, time for the rest. There's things God done told us even for our rest. We're all guilty in some way or another, and some people rest too much and not getting nothing done. And then other ones, glory to God, they're doing too much and not getting the rest. It got to be a balance. Just like some people go to church. Oh, this is the word church. This is the word church. Don't have no praises going on. God can't even get no glory or praise. Everything is like pin drop. And as long as the leader, whoever's speaking. Then there's other times you got so much praise and jumping and running and jumping all over everything and whatever like this. And you don't hardly hear the word. Be about 15, 20 minutes of the word, but you done praise the Lord about 2 hours. We got to have a balance. Let everything that happens, praise the Lord. All the word is imperative that we get the word because we got to have that to it. So we got to be able to know how to fight. We got to be able to know, glory to God, how to come again, combat the enemy, how to crucify this flesh, and how to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. It got to be a balance. Okay. Jesus pulled away from everyone. We got the big time to spend time with God. Some people can't be alone from nothing, can't keep their mouth quiet enough to even be hearing God, because you can't keep your mouth quiet enough over that. And nothing wrong with sharing and excitement, but there ought to be some time when you come aside, be quiet, and let's hear and meditate on what the Word of God says, or go back and rehearse some things that he said, reinforce that thing, so when the enemy comes in like a flood, there'll be a standard raised up. Amen. Oh, praise God. Jesus pulled away from us. This increases our effectiveness. As Jesus did, he was productive and endured, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Peace. Rest allows us to make fully connect with the meaningful relationships with God and family and fellow believers. And additionally, rest enables us to go deeper in our relationship. Refocus periodically. Reflect. You'll find regrets. But we must learn from them and not leave them. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. We get down to the wire now. Praise the Lord. We're not going to go over to God and some of our patriots. The main thing was trying to get some encouragement. And there'll be a challenge, and there'll be tribulation, there'll be mistakes here and there. But when we get back up and we allow ourselves to let God and refocus and let God, glory to God, take charge and let the Holy Spirit direct us and praise the Lord, we can get, because we got many things we can look back in the Word of God through David and Joseph and glory to God and Elijah and just that one and however it is and Peter and Judas and all kinds of other different things. Glory to God. And, but we want to make sure, glory to God, in all that we do, stay focused. Stay focused. And sometimes we got to be back in a place of refocusing and magnify the God in his word to get back in focus. Look to the hills with coming to your help, realizing your help coming from the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. We have to have a mindset, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Refocus. Change, glory to God, your priorities and concentrate on something different. Readjust, and that difference got to be from whatever our will is to God's will, because that's what we are working on. It's really, for nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Readjust, get back focused to take, glory to God, a hard look at things and let Jesus assign us for whatever it is that he wants us to accomplish. Praise the Lord. He is our healer and our deliverer. Glory to God. He know how to make us whole in the name of Jesus. And we got to learn how to serve with love. The enemy will be used people and circumstances and situations to try to break your spirit lose confidence in and to deter you off your course of assignment. Nehemiah 4:1, but it comes to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he said, and he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews, will they for fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rebuild, out of the rubbish which are burnt? Now Tobiah and Ammonite was by him and said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, it shall even break down. But glory to God. But in the midst of even all of that chaos and stuff that it was trying to agitate and aggravate, glory to Nehemiah, the Lord blessed and so forth with wisdom and gave him how to build the wall. And then he also, when all the threats and agitation come, he, glory to God, they had the weapon in one hand and glory to God, and building on the other, glory to God, different ones, and they will be able to stand and said, I'm not coming down. We got to make sure no matter how much the adversary used people to torment, agitate, criticize, ostracize, or whatever, if God has given us assignment on something, stay on the wall, glory to God, willing to be able to trust God through whatever it is that it will be accomplished and it will come to pass and bring shame to the enemy in the name of Jesus. So sometimes we stop, glory to God, to have an encounter with the devil, with people and stuff in their spirits and make matters worse instead of just standing on God's word and be still and know that I'm God, know that, stand still and see the salvation of God. Speak as God give you to speak and stop trying to put out all these fires. Stop trying to address everything in this situation. The Bible says in James, you oftentimes hear me say that. He said the wrath of man does not, James 5, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. And we already know what the tongue does. And it can set a fire in just seconds, and a forest can be glory to God on fire. And that's people's attitudes and tempers now. It's so bad when we look at life, glory to God, hallelujah, how people are just so quick temper. Oh, go cut you off on the road. Somebody turn back around and say and look at them. They want to shoot in the car. They want to do this. Or they have such situations where you're fussing and cussing or fighting and over some of the simplest, craziest things. It's be unreal about, glory to God, all the stuff that the enemy is plotting and planning and scheming and so forth and get thoughts in people's head. Their minds are almost like they're just a thought coming. It's just like they're on remote control by the enemy, like being brainwashed or whatever. And, oh, my God, and thoughts that comes and, oh, just like wildfire. And then people shedding blood in the streets like water running, glory to God, like from a fountain or something. But the devil is a liar. We got to keep praying and keep seeking the faith, but we got to be an example and be a liar and put our trust in the Lord, because we can be a force to be reckoned with when we come on one accord. But even by ourselves, having the faith to stand on God's word, to know that what he said, it's going to come to pass, because he's not a God that he should lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. When his word go out, it will not go out void. High as heaven is from earth, it's glory to our thoughts and our ways from the Lord. Amen. And we're going to be able to soar, as it says in Isaiah 40, glory to God, 28 through 31. It's telling him, has I not known, has I not heard that the everlasting glory. We got to be able to know, glory to God, that we can run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We can be able to soar like an eagle above. Our circumstance, situation may not have changed, but our mindset and our faith and our place and get elevated to know that this too shall come to pass. God's going to turn it around. He's going to bring it in my favor. He's going to work it out. And even if I don't know how he's going to work it out, I know he will work it out, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And nothing's too hard for God. And he got a plan. We may not understand the plan. And in our little finite minds, we're not going to be able to understand his plan, because he may take us way out California way, glory to God, and all we had to do was go straight up 95, glory to God, to get New York. But he got some things he got to do and some things we got to drop off or clean up or some connections we got to make to reroute us. Hallelujah.
to rewrite us to get where you want us. Like I was saying other times, glory that when God says something come to pass and everything looking haywire, when I said earlier in the message, sometimes you got to work something out in you, something going on in that connection on the other side with somebody else, and something else got to be done in here. So God got the better plan. And so, glory to God, who can know the mind of God? Once you envision what you don't need, why load yourself down with what I don't need? You should want to tailor yourself where you want to go. The CEO says it is not where we are trying to go. It's the problem. We spend so much time trying to figure out where to go. It's not where you're trying to go. It's what you're willing to leave behind to get there. If you're going to soar, you have to break along the soar. The law is the law in gravity. No, I don't want to go any further on that one. Praise the Lord. Okay, Lord, let me just bring this on in now. Praise the Lord, so that way we can be able to hear if the Spirit of the Lord has anything else to say through our prophet. Praise the Lord. It was one thing I had that I wanted. Thank you, Jesus. Where is it? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Humility does not feel right to better treatment than Jesus receives. If you have called the Master Jesus Christ our Savior, the Master First Peter 3:9. Therefore, humility does not return evil for evil. Humility does not build a life based on the perceived rights. 1 Peter 3:9. Do not repay evil for evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessings, because this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. 1 through 13, that's just for you to read. But 13:6, a love does not delight in evil, but rejoice in truth. Jesus was meek. He knew his identity, and he was no way weak. And so forth, just because people see that you're a meek person don't mean that you're weak. But the wisdom of God don't mean that we have to prove anything. Know your identity and stand on it, and so forth, not be influenced by what people say, do, or even your own self. And don't be intimidated either. Galatians 5:22. Gentleness is really about having a powerful humility. Being meek, you understand that meekness is not weakness. It's strength under control. Listen to that. Meekness is strength under control. Meekness is strength under control. Ours, Jesus Christ, is the prime example. Praise the Lord. And even somewhere in the earth realm, of Joseph, glory to God, even all the stuff that he went through with his brothers and family and all this right here, for not to be able to retaliate. And that's, so we're not going to go there, but praise God, I just want to bring that one in. Being merciful, sweet spirit, like a dove, tender-hearted, overcoming, we are to be Christ-like, disciples for Christ. What's the difference between humility and pride? The key difference is their meaning. Pride can refer to having an excessively high view of one's importance, whereas humility refers to having a modest and low view of one's importance. We're not talking about anybody having, glory to God, becoming a flow mat, but the wisdom of God will show you how, through the Holy Spirit, how to go in and how to come out. A proud person always considers himself superior to others, whereas a humble person considers himself not so. Pride can be feeling of deep pleasure and satisfaction resulting from one's own achievement. Not what God do or what or whatever, but achievements and others, as from processing possessions or qualities. And on other hand, naturally feeling proud of achievement, family, positive emotions. However, pride also has a negative approach, excessive pride. Humility can be defined having modest and low views of one's self-importance, glory to God, opposite of pride. Now, we're going to leave that one alone. Praise the Lord. We're learning how to just surrender all unto the Lord. holding nothing back, glory to God, and not be a lip service people, and being able, glory to God, to submit ourselves and glory to God, allow God to rearrange and transform us into his will and his way through his word, and allow ourselves, glory to God, to not get caught up on oneself, and also, glory to God, encouraging others and learning how to submit ourselves to the authority of the Lord and resist the devil, as it says in James 4:7, praise the Lord. And also, Lord God, glory to God, to renew our minds, hallelujah, according to Romans 12:1-2, and making sure, glory to God, that we will humble ourselves and we'll pray and seek the face of the Lord and let, glory to God, God do whatever he needs to do to get us in compliance and alignment with his word. Let our hearts, glory to God, not be troubled, but glory to God, let us learn, glory to God, to trust God and know he knows how to cause us to recover. If there's something to be recovered, if there's something, glory to God, we don't have to take authority and try to do things on our own, but just let the Lord bless and so forth like this and so forth, so we won't be allowing ourselves to get caught in the dangers of yielding to sin, but glory to God, but being able to yield ourselves, glory to God, and give and not give way to the pressures and the influences and submit to urging presumptions or entreatments, glory to give up and cleanse a resistance and consciousness and submit our and succumb to facing the enemy who would not yield. Glory to God, we got to learn how to yield ourselves to the Lord and not allow these other influences, glory to God, to try to keep us in a place of captivity or manipulation. And glory to God, so we can have a true and healthy and whole and holy relationship with the Lord and even with one another. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus is the light of the world. We ought to be too, and we ought to be able to walk in the light of, glory to God, God's word, and build ourselves up in our most holy faith and make sure that our foundation is on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. Amen, amen. Father, we do thank you for this time that we came in your presence tonight. God, is that you've given, and even for this little book of notes, glory to God, that you've given, glory to God, in the last 2-3 minutes in time for service to even just have me to open it up. I bless you because I have no other word except you've given me to be encouraged. And so help us all to be encouraged and to be led by your spirit. So much can always be said. So many things can, glory to God, that we can add, but we want to be able to be led by your spirit. So we thank you for the meat that we did eat, whatever part that we need to disciple for ourselves. Help us to let your spirit help us and not pick and choose, glory, like we're on a smoker's board or on an all-you-can-eat bar, what I don't like. But God, like you told Ezekiel, eat the whole roll. So God, as we come before you now, God, help us all from the speaker on down to whoever ears have heard the word or hear it later, God. We pray, glory to God, that it'll penetrate for the parts that is needed to bring nurture and encouragement and enlightenment and strength and determination and faith, glory to God, and persistence and pursuing, and not to have any hesitation, reservation, glory to God, or anything that will cause us, glory to God, to go back, glory to God, from what that you've already given us and said in your promises, in your word. We just love you today. We appreciate you. We thank you so much for being so good to us. You are the Alpha of our eye. You are the God of our salvation, the author and the finisher of our faith, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We thank you. We thank you and we glorify you. We magnify your name. Jesus, what a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Bless these your people. Bless our ears. Glory to God for that we've heard. And pray, glory to God, that you continue to help us to stand fast, hold fast, and to be, glory to God, vessels of honor that you're calling for in these last days. And that we'll stay with a repentant heart, a convicted heart, glory to God, a heart, glory to God, of humility and love and boldness and courage in the name of Jesus, obedient to that you called us to do. We bind you up, Satan, all you little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, be eradicated now in the name of Jesus. And pray, glory to God, blood covering. Open our ears that we may hear. And glory to God, give us a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratefulness and gratitude that we may continue the work and pray for more laborers in the vineyard. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. I'm going to check and find out before I go any further whether the prophet has a remark or something she needs to say before we take any. Oh, Lord, is she still there? before we take him up there to meet with her. And nope, it's not yours. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to find out the prophet buried so long. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I bless you tonight and thank you, God, to continue to move by your spirit in Jesus' name. Bless you. Prophet Bird?
I give praise to God. I honor him, and I just thank God for the word tonight. I do not dare touch that. We have had such a wonderful word tonight. It's a lot to chew on. And so I would not put nothing else on that plate because we got a lot to think about because that word went out with the anointing and it went out with power. So that word can do us all night and tomorrow too. So I wouldn't dare touch that word. But I just want to thank God for you tonight, always being available to be used by God. And when you come, you don't come serving us popcorn. You give us a full plate. So I just thank God for you tonight. I thank you for being available and allowing God to use you. And that word was powerful. We have to know that we need to follow God because there's many traps and detours that the enemy will put in place if we don't keep our focus and be committed to the things of God. So I do want to thank you for that. Thank you for the word tonight. Enjoy that. And I do want to add prayer to this now because I'm going to have to go and get something to eat. But I want you to be praying for Pat Gregg. You know, I sort of talked to you about her. They've been trying to diagnose what is going on with her eye. They've given her several diagnoses. They told her at one time that she had polio in the eye. Then they came back and said she had some other type of infection in the eye. The last time she went, they said that she'd had a stroke in her eye. She will go tomorrow and have a biopsy on that eye. And in the midst of all of that, Pat still has 20/20 vision. So I would like for you to pray that the doctors would go in there and find out exactly what's going on with that eye, no misdiagnosis or any other thing, and she has been in quite some pain with that eye, and she's on a lot of strong pain medication. So I'd like you to pray for Pat that they will find out what's going on and stop with all of this. It could be this and it could be that. And she's been to several doctors, but they can't quite find out what's going on.
Praise God. Father, we bless you tonight. Praise God. We come and agree with everybody praying and touching and agreeing now for Pat. God, we know, glory to God, you knew all things before this thing ever occurred. But we bind up, like you said, any misdiagnosis of what they think, if and whatever, so they can treat the right thing. And we know that you can do it without, glory to God, any help from doctors. But in the midst of it all, we rebuke and bind Satan up for constantly, glory to God, having to go back here, back and forth, and even the pain that she's in, that it be eradicated now and released. Thank you for the miracle that she has 20/20 vision still. But whatever's working behind the scenes that the enemy is trying to do to cause more complication, that it will not come against her vision, that she'll be able to see. And glory to God, we come against any tumors, we come against any growth, we come against anything pressing on a nerve, we come against anything, glory to God, that's already the enemy is creating. Oh, God, we believe in this was another time to show yourself strong, to be, glory to God, the miracle working God that you are, that they can be able to see the hand of God through the power of prayer. Thank you for the prayers that have already been going forth, even for this prophet standing in the gap for a friend. God, we are in agreement tonight that when she go for this MRI, God, it will reveal exactly what it is, if there's something to reveal, and go over anything hidden, go over and adopt that come to the light. But we are believing, God, whatever it started out to be, you turn it around, God, that you be glorified in the name of Jesus, that she shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You told us in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we'll receive. You said in Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And if we diligently seek you, God, you're going to reward. So we believe in the reward. Hallelujah. Glory to God that she be healed and whole in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for her mind too, because it got to be tormenting. They have to be going back and forth. What is the navies and this, that, and the other. But I speak, God, that she continue to hold fast the faith as the prayers that are going up for her, glory out to those that have been praying for her and for her friend and all of us that are joining in with it. In the name of Jesus, give her the courage to continue to stand and to hold fast that she shall live and glory to God, have sight and be able to be free from whatever this torment. The devil is a lie. He will not distract her from that from the ministry that God has placed on the inside of her and the gift that God has given her. The devil will not distract her from what God wants her to do and what God wants her to accomplish. So we bind you up and cancel your assignment, send you back to the dry place from which you came, and bind up the reoccurrences and glory to God any transferring spirits right now in Jesus' name. And we speak life and hope and health and strength and glory to God determination to continue to stand and do the will of the Lord. I say you have been found out, and we bind you up and loose you from your assignment. Go back to the dry places in Jesus' name. Ah, God, we bless you and we honor you. Amen. Bless your servant, God. Bless her sister. Glory to God with the cracked, glory to God, pelvis and cracked, glory to bones for 82, glory to her sis, sister. God, we thank you for her divine touch and healing.
Thank you,
God, for being able to have her in rehab with a good place where she can be able to get the service that she needs. God, we are praying for a quick recovery and help her to be patient, too, as glory to God, she's going through her recovery. Bless her family. Keep them, glory to God, while they are even waiting on, hallelujah, whether it be auntie, mama, prayer, glory to God, however, sister, God, you bless, glory to God, and grandchildren. Be them all peace, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise amen. God. Thank you so much.
We praise God. Amen. Bless God. We
thank
God. Thank you. We praise God. And God, we do pray for Pastor Mitchell's situation. Glory to God with the emergency with her family. We pray, God, blessings and covering, bind up every device and tool and set up and trap, plot and plan, schemes. Glory to God. To be bound up and no harm to nobody, no confusion and chaos. Whatever those traps and snares, God, we are praying right now, Satan is a lie in the blood of Jesus. We speak and decree and declare that this thing going to turn around and God going to work it out, that he be glorified all in the name of Jesus. No matter what he's plotted and planned, it's not going to come to pass. You got a way, glory to God, to say those weapons, even though they're being formed, they're not going to accomplish the mission that the enemy has set out. But God, give them faith and trust. Glory to God to have the patience to wait on you, but to speak and deal with the situation as according to the Spirit of the Lord leads, and bind up, glory to God, this provoking spirit on the other side of this chaos in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for doing it, and we glorify you in it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
The mind's going to be open. I don't know if Apostle Burton is on, and if not, then we'll go ahead and start with the prayer warriors, Mother Alexander, Mother Willard, Mother McCormick, on down the road, on down the line. Anybody have any remarks? I mean, any prayer requests now first, and then we'll have remarks. Anybody have any requests before we go on any besides now?
Yeah, Brother Black.
Okay.
My mother and my two sisters is coming up from Georgia Friday. And they're going to spend a week with
him.
Also, my brother, he's going to have hip surgery again because when he was working, he slipped at the seafood place in the kitchen when he was delivering seafood. And I just wanted to ask if you could lift those up in prayer.
Okay, Mother, will you take Brother Black's request?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you that you are the true and living God. I thank you, Lord God, that you love each and every one of your people, Lord God, and you want good for us, hallelujah, not evil. Praise God. I thank you that your word teach that there are many afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. So I praise you this evening. I thank you and I honor you. I lift up, praise God, hallelujah, Brother Black, Lord God, and his family, Lord God, praying for his mother and his sisters, Lord God, to have a safe traveling mercies, angels to be in camp about them as they travel up to be with Brother Black on this Friday. We pray for his brother, Lord God, who's injured his hip apparently a second time, Lord God, and we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you be in the hospital with him as he go for this hip surgery. We pray, God, that it will not be complicated. There will not be any complications. We pray, God, that you give him divine, Lord God, a speedy healing once he have the surgery in Jesus' name. We pray for his life, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up your people. We thank you that we trust you. Thank you, Father God, that you've let us know, hallelujah, that we can ask and receive. Knock and the door be open, seek and we'll find. And whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, you will give it to us so that our joy will be full. Thank you so much. We lift up this family of God. We bless them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, you put the super on the natural, Lord God, and bring about divine deliverance. And thank you for the good time that he and his family will have as they come to be with him in Jesus' name. We bless them now. And thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this hour, in this season, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Pastor, can y'all continue to pray for the Thorne family? She was in the hospital, but they had to transfer her down to Charleston, and she's in the hospital, and it don't look too good for her, and her kidney is not functioning right either. And also, continue to pray for her sister. They just buried their father last week, and they're trying to deal with the situation with her sister and Charleston at the hospital. So we just want to continue to lift them up and pray. Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Mother,
Mother Alexander, you on the phone? Sister McCormick, are you on the phone? Are y'all ladies open? I mean, the lines are open. Are you on the phone? Mother Alexander or Mother McCormick? Oh, Mother McCormick, your line wasn't open. Mother McCormick, your line open now. All righty, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we do thank you right now for the request for Sister Brenda that made that request. Glory to God for the Stone family and for this lady Stone, glory to God, that's going through it with her kidneys and things are not looking well. God, we know, glory to God, you have the last say so. And at the end of the day, glory to God, we pray, we know, glory to God, whichever direction you say. But until then, we're praying, still speaking lights out, because we know you can breathe, glory to God, on that kidney and turn it around and even in her life,
yes,
and give her life and health and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Well, even all the family is feeling heavy and so forth because the doctors already gave their report about what it looks like right now. But God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to have mercy, touch, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus, that it'll be filtered out and function like it needs to function. Bless her, glory to God, that the rest of her organs are not, glory to God, being infected in the name of Jesus. God, I pray strength and encouragement to that family. They're already hurting through the burying of the father. God, we pray for you to touch in the time of bereavement and the heartache there in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And they're also concerned about their sister. So, God, we ask you, God, to touch that family. Send your ministering angels. Lift them up right now in Jesus' name. God, we are praying even in the midst of it all, God, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they can come to know you even through this trying time. And even through, glory to God, that they will live for you. But while we are waiting, glory to God, whatever the situation, they need comfort and encouragement. So we ask you to lift the burden now. Help them to turn to you, glory to God, and seek your face in your word. And as you put people in that pathway, give them ears to hear. Let them grow and be encouraged at this time, even though it's challenging. But, God, nothing's too hard for you. We pray, glory to God, for whoever. That covered everybody on both of those? In Jesus' name. We just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and cover them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Lord, I have a prayer request also. I would ask you to please pray for my niece. Tracy is her name. She had a slight pain in her stomach, and when she went to have it, looked into, it turned out to be that she had some nodules in serious places, and she's pending more tests. And I ask you to please pray for one of my coworkers who's having serious family issues with her husband and her children, and it's getting to be really serious, and she's in a lot of deep depression again. I ask you if you would continue to lift her up and pray for her, and that this thing will be resolved in a godly way. Thank you so much.
You said this is a family issue?
Yes, with my friend Yvonne.
Okay. Brother Black, you take that one?
Father God, we lift up Yvonne and her family, God. I pray, Lord, we bind the hands of every plan, plot, scheme, every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit, every spirit that came through the portals, all out launch attack on every person in the family from the pits of hell. We plead the blood against you, your devices, your schemes, and Father, and we thank you for it. Now, Lord, we send your anointing. We send angels, Lord, even to minister unto them. Lord, send ministers by to even be a witness and share your word, God. Save every soul in the whole household. God, even as they begin to release and relax and lean to you, God, and say yes to your will and yes to your word, God. Lord, they'll begin to understand that they can walk in love according to your word, Lord. And, Lord, there be no financial difficulty, culty, Lord, that breaks a lot of family. And, Lord, we know it's the enemy, but we know, God, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you, and you're getting their attention, God. And we just thank you because you're perfect in all these things. We thank you for turning it around. Lord, we lift up Stacy, even those nodules, Lord, that was a found out, God. We ask you to resolve and dissolve these things, dissolve every issue, God. Lord, every pain in her being, God. Lord, that's your vessel. Yes, she has to take care of it, but God, her word is in you, God. And she's in you, and your word is in her. God, and we just thank you for it, God, how you're turning it around. And let this be a space and a time when she can meditate on you and speak your oracle, speak your word over her life, and begin to appreciate you more than she's ever appreciated you before. God, and let it trickle, Lord, through her family, through her household, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Anyone else before we take remarks? Praise the Lord. At this time now, the floor is open. I thought I saw Mother Alexander.
Yeah, I'm back on. I had to get off.
Okay, that's understandable. You can go ahead with your remarks, and then we'll take it from whoever after that. Go ahead with your remarks then.
Well, praise the Lord. That was very good word that God gave you, because today people need encouragement. Better yet, the body of Christ need encouragement, because they need to get right back on the horse again to be fully persuaded, man, that what God says, that's what you stand on. And I like the song that you sang, I'm courage to follow Jesus. Baby, nothing should stop you from following Jesus. And I like when you said it, both those words, encourage and faith. Man, when you deal with those two words, man, you is above all. Because faith is what going to bring what God tells you you have. When you find yourself is doubting, then you better sit down because doubt cancels everything. But I thank God for the word that he gave you tonight and the spur of the moment because, according to word, this was something just throw up on you. And something come up. The enemy tried to stop it, but thanks be to God that knowing Pastor BJ, nothing going to stop the word, baby. And that's one thing I'm glad. I thank God for your word, my dear, because it was good. According to Prophet Burge, that was a good plate. There is nothing to hide on that. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, too.
Well, amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, Minister BJ, we appreciate you once again. Hallelujah for always be, what that scripture said, be ye ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I hope that's a scripture. But I thank and praise God for the word that you've given on tonight. And I thank and praise God also. I had put in parentheses and put a few notes down, not to be deceived by the enemy. And I put, you said, trust in the Lord, praise God, and we have to learn to pray ye one for another. And I also put down a statement from listening you speak, praise God. I am, and I make that declaration for myself, I am encouraged to follow Jesus for myself. Hallelujah. And praise God, I was, as you speak, I was writing little notes and saying, well, what is my battle plan? My battle plan is the word of God, praise God. And therefore, I will let the word of God influence me, not the darkness, not the world, praise God, hallelujah, but I will let God's word influence me. And then from listening to, I heard some correction being done also. And it made me write down Psalms 51, and one of the things David said, God created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. We need to be in a position, praise God, to intercede for others. And if we got a lot of junk in our lives, we really can't come before the Lord with a lot of stuff in our hearts trying to intercede for someone else. But we need to get our own selves right in Christ Jesus.
That's
and then
right.
I wrote down rest versus stress. That's almost like it rhymes. Rest versus stress. Praise God. And if you're in Christ and if you know who you are and you stand on his promises, then praise God when the issues come. And Jesus said in John 16:33, praise God, in the world, you're going to have trouble or tribulation. Hello, somebody. Then he said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So you know, yes, yeah, stuff comes to test your faith, but you can rest in spite of the tribulation or the challenges that you may face, praise God, when you know who you are and you know what God's word has said and you're standing, you're trusting in the everlasting God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Could say more, but I thank and praise God for those nuggets of words of encouragement that you've given us tonight. And I am encouraged, praise God, because there's no turning back for me. There's nothing in this world. Hello, somebody. And I often tell my friends, I don't care how tall, dark, and handsome he looks, and he ain't got enough in his wallet and nowhere else, hello, somebody, to get me to turn around in this world. I've learned to lean and depend on the Lord, and I'm going to be encouraged to continue to follow Jesus. Thank you for that good word, Minister BJ. God bless you and your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
Amen. Pastor Hubbard, Miss Spiritual,
yes.
Fort Knox has spoken again. I just thank God, because when you were talking about encouragement, I went through some things, you know, like my family's coming up and I'm spending all this money and trying to get the house in order, trying to fill up the house and stuff. And I begin to stress.
And then my apostle was talking about being encouraged. And then you're talking about being encouraged. And I just begin to rest. I say, you know what? The word of God is in me. I said, I can relax. I already prayed. I know he's going to work it out. And I just left it all alone. I said, Lord, I did what I can. I said, I thank you. So those words, because I don't care how old you get, everybody needs encouragement, you know? It's just, or just because I'm a pastor or an apostle, human being on the face of this earth, whether you're in Christ or out of Christ, things come against us. So we need encouragement here and there. And even the word of God, God showed me this when you were speaking. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily healing. Give us this day our daily strength. Give me this day my daily encouragement. You know, and I was like, wow. And then when you were talking about faith, I said, oh, my God, because when we pray, we got to believe and we got to, like Mother Alexander always say, stand, baby. Stand on this word, baby, until it comes to pass. And I just thank God. You said so much. I'm like, I couldn't even write anything. But God bless you. God bless you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubble. I'm sorry I missed you when you was calling me, and my phone would not come on at all. I don't know what was going on with it, but I'm sorry I missed you.
I'm that devil up for this foolishness. Yes, amen.
Yeah, but I just want to thank God for you on tonight for that word when you said, I am encouraged to follow Jesus. And sure enough, as we live this world, as we go through these trials and these tribulations, we have to learn and we have to be encouraged to follow Jesus, because he's the only one that we can follow, because we try to follow all these other things, we're going to show enough fall in the ditch.
Amen.
So I just thank God for you tonight. I thank God for the part. I was writing down some, trying to get some stuff down myself, and I like that part where you were saying about the test, that all the tests don't always come from the devil. Sometimes God is just working on us, you know. Sometimes he's just working on us to get the glory out of us, you know, want us to stand fast on the word of God. Mm-hmm. And then there was another one that I read down where it says, sometimes we just don't know how he will work it out, but he will work it out. And he sure enough will. We don't know. We don't have to be trying to figure how it's going to work it out, because he will come through. And I read me a little note down here saying, And we don't have to know. We don't have to know.
That's
just,
right.
Just step back and let him do it. That's what I read down. And I thank God for you, Sister Hubbard. You always encourage me so much. You always got that word. I don't care who come and who goes. You got the word of God. And I thank God for you. Love you.
We give God glory. Praise God.
Praise God. Yes, I thank and praise you for the awesome word tonight. I just thank and praise you for how you encourage us to stand on the word of God, to get that relationship, have that relationship with God, and also that we need to walk in the authority that God has given us, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And also, I like that part, too, that how you were saying about what plan we have, and we need to make our plan of following Jesus and not following the device that the Satan is putting out there for us and in our mind. We got to have the heart of Christ. So I just thank you, and I just praise you for that awesome words you brought of encouragement for all of us. So I continue to, God continue to bless you and continue to give you deeper revelation of the word so you can pour it out to his people, and that God keep you and your family covered and bless you going in and bless you coming out. And I love you so much.
I love you too. Thank you so much for encouragement. Okay, is that all then? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, go
Apostle
ahead.
Hubbard. I just thank and praise God for the word. I got on a little late, but I thank and praise God for what I heard. You know, God is encouraging us to follow him. You know, we got to get back on our horse. Some of us got to get on our horse, and some got to get off of our high horse in order to line up with the word of God. You know, God spoke in our service today that he is calling forth ministry. And ministry is in each and every one of us. You know, everybody is called to ministry, but only some are called to the ministry. And we got to in tune our spiritual ears so we can hear the call of God and do the work that God has set in our hands to do. You know, because we've been set apart for the word, and we got to allow God to let us be fit. We got to groom ourselves that we are fit for the master's use, fit for the ministry. But I heard the Lord today, and I know it wasn't just for our, you know, sanctuary, but
yes,
God is calling forth ministry, and it's up to us to yield and walk in it, and it's time to do it. But I thank and praise God for that word, for that encouragement, because we need it, and it's time for me to walk more and to, you know, open up my ears, open up our spirits the more, and go and do and say what God is calling us to the work of the ministry. Just
yes,
that simple. Thank and praise God for that word. Let's continue to pray each other's strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Good word.
Thank the Lord for it. You gotta be God. I mean, I'm just in awe myself. He did something else. I'm just amazed about this. Putting these, I just can't say what Jesus did this. That's what how this day went, and just a few minutes before time, and just say open that, and he just let me go through that part of the foundation, and just a couple of words of encouragement, and just turn pages to where it needed to be. It's amazing. Because there's umpteen messages in there. And just was, Jesus, you did something else. Be ready. That's why we got to keep a foundation of prayer. We may not be as effective as we want to be some days in our, to be praying and praying and in the word, but sometimes not enough in it. Like, but then again, keeping a foundation. Because you just never know when God's going to call us, and we cannot have our spirit, man, full of all kind of chatter, this, that, and the other, busyness and foolishness, or not listening, or not praying, or not seeking His face, or just doing it every once in a while. And even like I say, we still can miss it in some whatever, but when you're keeping a good foundation, it pays off, and you can tell when times like this come up, you got to put you in awe. So I just want to bless Him, so that make you want to just strive for more, to, you know, tweak them other places that need to be tweaked. So we just never know when God wants some things in us, and we don't want to be happenstance in it. And you all have encouraged my heart so much all the time that it was just even an extra boost of encouragement tonight, because just even having 10 minutes to hear what, you know, that this just a blessing. So I don't take any of it that was said lightly, because we're not about exalting flesh. It's not going to lead us anywhere. And when you lie, you got to suffer for the consequences of it. And that was in the message, too. So I know, I believe from my heart that what was said to me, to encouragement tonight, was truth. But thank God for what God did for all of us, even just hearing what he had to say to us tonight. So I bless God, and I bless you all, too. Praise God. Does anybody got overlooked in any way? Let me make sure that anybody came on that I did not. I didn't hear from my sister, Elder Noel. Let me hear from her. Her line is open. Okay. Elder? Evangelist? Evangelist Noel, your line's still open.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. I didn't hear you at first. Go ahead.
Okay, my phone is on mute. I just thank God tonight for the word. I thank him for learning in depth of encouragement. It's like he said that you need encouragement sometimes. Sometimes it gets weary on this journey, but if we just can have encouraging words, don't have to be a whole lot. The two things that with encouragement in, it changed your whole day around. And I just thank God for what my ears heard on tonight. And I give praises unto him because this was an awesome message. And I thank God that he keep on keeping on giving you the word like that, Apostle Hubbard.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's good for me and from you too as well. Thank you. And you're right about that because sometimes it don't take but a few words. So sometimes you'll be in a crisis or situation, and sometimes if you've been places sometime and God uses a smile to even minister to people, and sometimes use our own smile to somebody else that was hurting and going through it and open up a conversation, or even sometimes a few words like you just said, and it had something where somebody responded back according to what was going on with that time, and it was just a few words changed their life or that day or something like this. We just never know. That's why we got to stay alert and be careful that we don't disobey God. Sometimes we even look phone calls. And I've said this so many times over the years, sometimes we're looking at people's faces. Last time we saw them or what was going on, we don't know where they was on the verge of suicide, on the verge of just backslide, on the verge of about to go commit something because they were so overwhelmed with something or just getting ready to just give up on whatever the situation is at that time, or walk away from ministry.
Amen.
And think about it and stuff like this. We'll think, well, last time I saw him, there was this, and we get busy doing things, and God say, call. God say, whatever. You don't have to know God's business when he tell you to make a phone call, whatever, like just be obedient. Well, I didn't want to bother him. It was late. It was just that you don't even know what you might be saving that person from. You don't know what they might be encountering at that very moment, and we just get caught up in ourselves, but we want to be used by God. And I've learned through early as a babe that don't take none of that for granted, because I know what happened to me when somebody was out of place and saying something at a time when God say the anointing destroys the yoke and whatever, and you doing something next week or go out later or didn't do it when God tell you to do, and how that could have an effect that give more time for the enemy to come in or certain things to happen. So I've been quick through the years to learn if God tell me to call somebody, I don't care if I got a call and leave a message on their voicemail, or God tell me to do this right here, go someplace. I'm quick because I know what it feels like for your whole world to be turned around when somebody say something out of time, out of context, or even not at the timing, God says, and how that could have effect on you almost in your life and almost spiritually and physically. So it is imperative that we stop being so nonchalant about the little things, because it's the foxes that come in and steal. Sometimes God got to know if he can trust you with those little things and stuff like this, because we're just so busy. Oh, he gave me a word. He do this and whatever. But sometimes, even just our obedience. Stop washing dishes. Oh, I got to pick his kid up from soccer. I got to go, whatever. Oh, well, I got to go to church right now. I can't be late. I got to whatever. And he may start have you to stop or say whatever. You don't know. And even especially with our sisters and brothers or the things that we're going on in life, period, with anybody. We got to get to a place where we learn to yield to the Spirit of the Lord at whatever given time. And that just prompted me when she said a few words of encouragement, because it sure make a difference. And even just a word, when God even sending a warning or even trying to keep somebody out of danger, and we don't think, well, I don't know. But I bless the Lord again tonight for you all's encouragement and for what God has already done. And anyway, the way things were going, I thought, well, maybe we might run through this. See, we can't even go by ourselves. We might be on the phone maybe 30 minutes. It's only came to mind maybe real quick, like, but look, it's regular time now. God had a purpose for all that he did tonight. So look for the Lord to bless and pray for, I say, Pastor Mitchell's situation with the family, believing God for the outcome in the name of Jesus, and also for her sister in the midst of this crisis in Guatemala or whatever. So I don't know how this crisis is going to turn around, but we just got to believe God in the midst of it all, that God will get glory in all that's going on. And pray for her that word is in her spirit. I know it's going to be burning and coming forth. There will be no more hindrances when she get ready to come next for the fifth Sunday. We normally don't, but this is a situation that occurred, and this she has a word and a spirit for the body, so we're going to leave that out for fifth Sunday and believe God everything going to work out for that time. All of you all, you got a text, so just look back at your text if you haven't for the weekend. Well, in the meantime, we bless God. We don't go into details with that. You just look at the text and then, you know, take it from there. But in the meantime, we praise God and thank God for Apostle Burton and pray glory to God for continued blessings upon you all. Thank God again for tonight and what he's done. And we look forward to Lord say the same, that all of us come together on Monday. And thank God for Mother McCormick's nephew with that dynamic testimony last week. Pray everything's going in his favor for what he has to get done with his jobs and whatever like this too. And we thank God for you all again. If there's nothing else to be said, we thank God and the blood covering over you. Your family is looking forward for the visitation, the good reports that are going to come from Brother Black. And all of us, glory to God, for whatever's going on. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of those that was been a blessing, even with come Imani. Some I have to send some pictures to some of you all about the baby shower was end up beautiful and nice, and thank God for those that contribute to being a blessing. Oh, praise God. So in the meantime, be blessed and send their love and thanks and support and all that too, and mainly the prayers too, and more prayers is needed to continue as this process go on. Amen. And for the new life when that time comes, praying for Johnny Mace, Borat granddaughter that's coming to this in New York. That all blessings be upon those that glory to God that are waiting on delivery with healing, wholeness, and whatever else that, you know, that God's blessing, long life and longevity when raised up in admiration of the Lord. Pray for the parents, grandparents, and all the supporters, and for those that love and well wishes. We love you. We bless God for you. Oh, I pray right now, glory to God, of a son, a flesh, of mother, Willard's son. God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now where he is and will be. There's any danger. We've just been praying, God, for his wisdom, praying, God, for blood covering. Pray, glory to God, for an awakening. Pray, glory to God, against anything God done told him to do that he's about not to do, that God, you quicken his spirit, that he will submit to that will and not go off on a different direction. Disobedience, unrebellion in some things God has given him that he cannot continue to go in that route or just doing it and thinking nothing of it. God, there's some things over to God you've been dealing with him about, and sometimes he find himself going right back in that direction. I'm praying this will be an hour and a time that it'll be such a strong conviction on his heart. Hallelujah. You've got to put somebody in his pathway. I know his mom always praying and seeking your face, but God, we're praying, glory to God, that you bless. Thank God. It's not so much this danger, it's the fact of it is this disobedience that has caused some stagnation in things over to God that God bless want to come to pass in his life, but he has to be able to get to a place that he start yielding himself, glory to God, to what God wants, not on a part time. Hey, ba lorobos, she na sikorobos, can't be done on a part-time basis. It seems like, glory to God, hallelujah, you get to a certain point and everything going well, and all of a sudden you get stagnated again. But I'm praying against that right now, and I'm praying that we touch and agree that that yoke be totally destroyed, that you get to that place, it'll be a total yes. Not stop, keep this perpetrated in the name of Jesus. God bless. So much you want to do in that young man, but he's hindering his own self. In Jesus' name, the Satan command you to loose your hold off his mind. Loose your hold off, whatever that is, that glory to God, that temptation of still yet saying glory to God, hallelujah, yay on occasions and nay on other occasions. God, we bless you and we honor you. We believe in God for some miracles that it's going to be a surrendered state of mind that he's going to be in Jesus' name. Well, my mother gave him many things through the Spirit of the Lord, of wisdom, but it's not always followed. Amen and amen. I cannot remember.
He's in there laying down in the bed, sleep. But we thank and praise God for the prayer, and we just thank and praise God that we've learned to cancel those assignments and works and plans of the enemy in Christ Jesus' name and trust in God with his whole soul, mind, and body in Christ Jesus' name. So I thank you so much, my dear, for the prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Tell me his name again so I can write it down.
His name is Timothy.
Timothy.
Amen.
Nice name.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can pray in prayer, but I just saw him all of a sudden in the spirit. But like I said,
yeah,
you got
yeah,
that place of healing.
Amen.
Praise God. If there's nothing else, bless the Lord. We're going to take the night Jesus being
thank
kept.
So much.
The blood covered.
Thank
God for Mother Bertha. And I bless you, Brother Black, you having a conversation? You need to tell me something?
No, I wasn't having a conversation.
Oh, it sounded like you were talking on the other end. That's what it sounded like, your voice. It might be somebody else then.
Oh, no.
It sounded like...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then praise God. Bless the Lord. But in the meantime, we bless the Lord. It was Mother Eartha. Bless her. Cover under the blood and touch her body. Well, in the meantime, y'all be blessed and have a good night. And we love you and appreciate you and thank you so much. And continue to pray one for another.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Have a good night. Shalom, shalom.
Good night.
Good night. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus.